Good Tuesday, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Extension Connection. I'm Eric Reeker, the Extension Educator for Agriculture and Natural Resources here in Fulton County. On today's show, I'd like to spend just a little bit of time talking about farmland leasing and farmland tenure and ownership. According to a project commissioned by the American Farmland Trust and Ohio Farm Bureau, nearly 40% of all U.S. farmland is not owned by farmers. Most of the non-farmer-owned acres are owned by what is called non-operating landowners, or NOLs, and over 60% of those arrangements, leasehold arrangements, are verbal and not in writing. Oftentimes, farmland is passed from one generation to the next in these leasehold situations, and many times, best management practices for farmland leasing, both as a landowner and as a tenant, are not passed on to the next generation. Perhaps one spouse passes away and the other needs to make land leasing decisions that they had not made prior to the deceased passing. The remaining spouse may or may not understand the underlying dynamics to farmland leasing, such as expected crop return, variability of crop return, land quality, drainage, fertility, or size and shape of fields, just to name a few of the quality characteristics that go into finding a fair rental rate. Agencies like the American Farmland Trust, the United States Department of Agriculture and National Ag Statistics Service, and Ohio State University Extension publish annual cropland values and rental rate information annually, but rental rates can often vary in any county or across any state by a significant amount from what's published in these surveys. There are a number of factors that go into that, and for these reasons, OSU Extension here in Fulton County will be holding a program called Lady Landlord, a program for all farmland owners and tenant farmers on March 23rd. Lady Landlord is somewhat of a prepackaged program put on by our state ag law team. Do you have questions for what are the best management practices for farmland leasing? Would you like to incorporate conservation practices or other items into your lease? Do you know what should be in writing? If you're a farmland owner or a farmer and you have these types of questions, considering attending this program, The Lady Landlord, on Tuesday, March 23rd, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Robert Fulton Ag Center across from the fairgrounds in Wauseon. Join attorney Peggy Hall from OSU Extension Ag Law Program as she discusses the legal aspects of farmland leasing. Also with her will be Beth Schuckelhoff, OSU Extension Educator from Putnam County, who will discuss the landlord-tenant communication and communications and the relationship. And we'll also hear from Melinda Robinson from Andres O'Neill and Lowe Insurance Agency, who will discuss key insurance aspects of farmland leasing. Other topics covered will include understanding the current market's cost of production, incorporating conservation into leasing, and overall farm liability coverage. Again, this program is open to all farmland owners and farmers. Registration cost of $20 includes lunch and materials. That cost is per landowner or farm family and is due by March 19th. Due to COVID-19, all participants must be pre-registered to attend this in-person program. If you have questions, Google 2021 Fulton Lady Landlord or call our office at 337-9210. Another public service announcement for our 4-H program here in Fulton County. It's time. It's time to join Fulton County 4-H. The deadline to enroll is April 1st. Fulton County 4-H involves 36 4-H clubs with over 780 youth and is led by 160 volunteers. Finding a 4-H club to join is the first step for those who are new to 4-H and want to join. The 4-H clubs are spread throughout the county. As a new 4-H family, you can contact the Ohio State University Extension here at our office in Fulton County, 419-337-9210, and we can help find one in your area. Youth are eligible for membership in 4-H based on when a child is age 8 as of January 1 of the current year and is enrolled in third grade. Any youth age 9 or older is eligible for project membership regardless of grade level. Ohio 4-H membership ends on December 31st of the year in which an individual becomes 19 years old. Again, the enrollment deadline for youth wanting to join Fulton County 4-H is April 1st, and advisors and parents need to be aware that 4-H enrollment is using a new online system this year versus filling out paper forms. You can Google Fulton County, Ohio 4-H to find these forms or contact our office, 419-337-9210. That's what's making news here in Fulton County. Thanks for tuning in to this week's edition of Extension Connection on 96.1 WMTR. I'm Eric Reeker for Extension Connection.